This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, and good afternoon. Well, the long-awaited answer concerning the proposed hog building near Farmersville has finally been announced. The Illinois Department of Agriculture approved the new site for Derrick Farms. Derrick Dunkirk says he and his family are excited about expanding their operation and raising a safe, nutritious product for consumers.
Yeah, Katie, that's correct. We found out middle of last week that the Department of Ag had finalized our approval on our new hog facility there just east of Farmersville.
So talk to us about that new facility. You know, how many pigs are you going to be raising there, and just a little bit about what's going to be happening?
Sure. Well, this will be a wean-to-finish operation. About 4,800 head is the capacity of the barn. So we'll be taking pigs from around 13 pounds after they're weaned all the way to market. The barn's capacity will be about 4,800 head, and we'll turn that barn probably twice a year.
And this isn't something new for you. You've been a pig farmer or raising hogs for quite some time.
Correct. You know, three generations now here at my house where I live, we've had hogs, and we've been all through the spectrum of pork production, from farrow to finish to buying feeder pigs to buying wean pigs, and then eventually we've switched to contract production. With the Borgic Pork Partners, the Borgic family out of Raymond. So we've been doing it for a while. We have another operation over here where I live, just north of Morrisonville, and I've got about 4,800 to 5,000 head of wean-to-finish pigs over here at my site.
So why did you guys decide to expand? Why did you want to put up a new building?
I was looking for more opportunities to expand and thinking about the future and sustainability of my operation. My wife and I, and we just kind of thought it was the right thing to do and the right time to do it. So we thought that the wean-to-finish contract operation with Borgic was a nice opportunity.
And, you know, I've attended the public hearing, and I've talked to several people. You guys have children of your own, and are there talks of bringing them back to the farm, and this is maybe a way to help do that eventually?
There is. That's correct, Katie. I mean, that's kind of something I think about all the time, is what the next generation is going to have available for them in terms of farming. And I know that my mom and dad helped make the way for me, and as I've been home now for about 15 years or so, I'm starting to think about how to make way for my kids. I have three children, and I'd love to be able to make room for all three of them to return to the farm if they'd like to. So that's something my wife and I work on, is, you know, what do we need to do to provide them, to give them the opportunities that they need.
Well, that's really great, and it's always awesome when a family can continue farming and bring that next generation in, so I'm really excited to hear that this is probably going to help you be able to do that. Now, Derrick, for those that don't know what goes in to putting up a new hog building and all of the steps that you had to go through, share with us what the process was like and how you had to work with the Department of Agriculture.
Sure. First off, for us, Katie, I mean, I wasn't new to it. We built several barns. So the first thing I've done is I've been working for quite a while on where we thought we would locate the building in terms of looking at the area and setbacks and travel and roadways and things like that. Once we figured out where the site was going to be, the next step was figuring out what size of building we were going to build, maybe what style of a building we were going to build. Once we had some of that stuff worked out, then it was time to start with the Department of Ag and file an intent to construct. At that time, we also hired an engineer. We used Frank and West out of Springfield, and they help us go through the process of the LMFA with the Department of Ag. So we filed the intent, and there's some stuff at the beginning, like some, they come out and do like a pre-site inspection to make sure the site meets all the setback requirements and looks like it'll be a viable site for the operation. They do some soil borings, and then from there they move into approving the construction plan. And then if the barn is over 1,000 animal units, it has the right to be either petitioned for a public hearing or the county board can ask for a public hearing. And in our case, the county board asked for a public hearing. So we had that. And then the department has 30 days after that to review any information brought up at the public hearing that needs to be reviewed. And then from there, if there's no further questions, usually within 15 days of that 30, they'll go ahead and approve your final plans.
And this would be something, even at your sites that you already are raising hogs and you have buildings, if you'd want to add on, you'd have to go through this process again?
Anytime you build a facility, you know, you have to go back through the LMFA. Some of the stuff, there's some rules in there about increasing no more than 50% of the value that's there. So depending on what size of building you add, kind of determines whether they call it a new site or whether it's just an expansion site. So being able to add buildings under the expansion site clause kicks out some of the stuff that you have to do for a new site. But then if you build a barn that's big enough and it kicks you back in the new site, then you have to go all the way back through the whole system.
And as we know, anything with the government or Department of Ag, there's always lots of rules and things to read up on.
Sure. Yep. It's good to stay abreast and up to date on all the rules and regulations. And if you're getting into this, to know and understand the Livestock Management Facilities Act and how it works with setbacks and things like that.
Well, Derek, I think this is pretty exciting, and you and your family have got to be exciting, and I think it's pretty great timing because we're in October, and October is pork month, and you're going to be able to producing more of that. So how do you feel having this new site approved?
We're pretty excited about it. We're excited about the opportunity getting started and, going out there and raising a good product that's safe and nutritious for folks, for the consumers.
Derek Dunkirk of Morrisonville, and we'll have more ag news after these messages. Taking a look at national ag news, trade negotiators are accusing each other of sabotaging attempts to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement following the latest round of talks. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland accused the U.S. of pursuing a winner-take-all approach. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said that the NAFTA trade partners don't seem willing to make any changes regarding the trade deficit, a key Trump administration priority. After a failed round of talks, the renegotiation effort was extended into next year. The next set of negotiations will be held next month in Mexico. Ag Canada reports officials in Mexico and Canada say of some U.S. demands that the U.S. knew it would not be able to push them through, adding that there's a possibility the negotiation effort could collapse. U.S. negotiators opened a new front with a proposal that Canada dismantle its system of projections for the dairy and poultry sectors, a move that Canada is rejecting. In a letter to Midwest senators, the Environmental Protection Agency says it has backed off a series of proposed changes to the renewable fuel standard. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt in the letter said the agency would keep renewable fuel volume mandates for next year at or above proposed levels, reversing a previous move to open the door to cuts, according to Reuters. The letter follows backlash by senators from pro-ethanol states, including Iowa and Nebraska. Iowa Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst vocally opposed the changes, calling them a betrayal of the administration's promise to support the RFS. The senators say the move would have undercut domestic demand for ethanol. Administrator Pruitt also offered a path forward for E15 sales year-round, saying the EPA was prepared to work with Congress to examine the possibility. And don't forget that October is Pork Month, and we are giving those pork certificates away. For the details of that contest, you can visit our website, WSMIRadio.com. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.